marching forward through time, far into the future, trying desperately to flee the clutching fingers of a band of night creatures, a dreamlike horror from which there seems no escape. Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure. Tonight we escape to the year 100,080, and to a world where beauty and terror live side by side, as H.G. Wells described it in his immortal story, The Time Machine.
Mad, Dudley. A time machine.
Yes, my friend. A time machine.
This thing?
This very thing.
Well, this contraption, this whatever it is, made of quartz and brass and ivory, with its levers and dials and its seat in the middle. This is the result of 3 years' hard work?
I promise you, Fowler, that on this machine, a man can go wherever he likes in time. By working these levers, a man can choose his century, his year, his very day.
Oh, that's impossible. It's out of the question.
In one of the journeys I've already taken on this little contraption.
Well, I'm afraid you're having a bad dream.
You mean I've developed into a liar? Very well, you shall have proof, my friend.
Oh.
Just climb on, Fowler. Sit in the seat with me. I'll take you for a little spin.
You mean right now?
Right now.
Well, just in case it should work, aren't there any preparations we should make?
No, Fowler. You won't need any luggage on this trip, not even a toothbrush. You'll be back in less than a minute.
All right. I'm on. Now what?
Hold tight, because it sways a good deal. I'd hate to lose you.
Well, I can't be frightened, Dudley.
Then you're braver than I am. Tell me, what time is it?
It's just 12 noon.
Before we start, I want to adjust this control of this.
Is everything shipshape?
Oh, yes. Tell me, did you notice anything just then?
Only a noise, a humming noise, nothing else.
And what time is it?
You just asked me, old man. That's funny.
What?
My watch says 11 o'clock. I could have sworn it was noon a moment ago. Must be something wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with the watch. It's only that I touched the lever to test it. And we've gone forward a full day. 23 hours at any rate.
Dudley.
Have you finished scoffing, Fowler?
Yes, I believe I have.
Then hold tight. This will be the real article.
I'm ready, Dudley.
Good man. Well, say goodbye, Fowler. Say goodbye to 1948.
We went off with a chattering jar, with machines swaying under it. The walls of Dr. Dudley's laboratory suddenly fell away, and night was speeding after day like the flapping of a black wing. I saw the sun hopping across the sky, leaping swiftly across it every second and every second marking a day. I saw the moon spinning through her quarters like a ball, from new to full, all in the twinkling of an eye. Trees grew and blossomed like puffs of smoke and then passed away, but all the while we were going faster, and now our pace was a year a second. So that second by second the white snow flashed across the world and was followed by the bright, free spring. And still we went on into the future.
How do you feel, Fowler?
Sort of weak and very dizzy.
Don't let go. Don't fall off.
Where are we? How far have we come?
We're in 100,050 and 60 and 70.
That's enough. Stop it, Dudley. I can't stand anymore. Stop it.
Are you all right? I believe so. No, broken bones. What happened?
I'm not sure. I must have stopped too suddenly.
Where are we, Dudley?
Look around for yourself. On a wide lawn, in a beautiful, vast garden.
An empty grass.
just where we were when we started.
We're standing exactly on the spot where my laboratory stood 100,000 years ago.
And the year?
100,080.
Seemed absolutely incredible. A dream, but a pleasant one. For the garden in which we found ourselves was beautiful in sunlight and inviting. At some distance we could see a large, imposing building. All was quiet and peaceful, almost too much still. And a sense of strangeness, of incredible strangeness, sent a shiver up my spine.
100,080.
Dudley. Dudley. Have you thought what we might find here? What manner of man? What danger?
I don't see any men at all.
Well, perhaps they don't exist at all anymore. If they do, what are they like? How have they developed?
It's been a long interval between us, more than 100,000 years. We won't know until we see them.
And then it may be too late. Suppose the race has lost its manliness and has become a savage animal.
Do you want to go back?
Yes, Dudley, I'm frightened. Let's go back. Dudley!
From over there on the bushes.
Sounded human.
Come on.
But Dudley, we don't have any weapons.
Come on.
Oh, it's a child. Look, it seems to be a very small girl.
There's been a beast here of some kind. It struggled with her. Look at the marks on her arms.
See here, my dear. You'll be all right now. You won't be harmed. Oh, of course. She wouldn't understand English.
I don't think it's that. She's motioning us to go with her. I don't believe they have any language at all, Dudley.
What about the animal? Did you see
him? No, not a glimpse. It was too fast for us.
Perhaps we'd better go back, Dudley. The girl seems to be all right now.
Leave her like this. Without seeing her people and the way they live. You want to go back so soon?
Yeah, I've had enough.
Well, they haven't, old man. Because they're here. All around us.
They had crept up on soundless feet to surround us, the little people of this era. And the girl we saved was not a child, but a full-grown woman. For they all stood 4 feet high, dressed in simple tunics, beautiful creatures, but terribly frail, with a plump, soft kind of frailty. Their mouths were small, and their little chins ran to a point, and they made no sound. They were like eerie figures in a dream, and all we could hear was the heavy rustling of their clothes as they surged happily around us, their faces wreathed in smiles. Why, they're not savage at all. They're very loving, gentle little people.
Yes, but there's something terribly wrong with them.
How do you mean?
They seem to have the minds of 5-year-olds. This one over here has been trying to talk to me with gestures. Look at him. He seems to be asking me if I've come from the sun or a thunderstorm.
How'd you expect him to be?
Far ahead of us, of course. Incredibly ahead of us in knowledge and in science. And look at them. Children.
Oh, they seem happy in this huge garden of theirs or something. I've changed my mind, Dudley. Maybe we shall enjoy spending a few days with our little friends. The little people led us home into their valley. They lived in colossal buildings, sleeping all together in one huge hall, eating in another, playing and frolicking together in the sunshine. And Dudley and I lived with them for days in utter contentment. One afternoon, we walked together along the banks of the great river.
There's no apparent difference among the sexes. They all wear the same clothes, have the same soft, hairless skin, same feminine roundness of limbs.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because they're vegetarians.
Well, they're vegetarians because they have to be. You haven't run across any horses or dogs or cattle of any kind, have you?
No, now that you mention it.
With good reason. They're all extinct by now. Just as the dinosaur is with us.
Dudley, there's something very strange here. Something hidden away and silent.
You may be right. Anyway, I've taken the precaution of removing the controls from the machine. I don't much fancy the idea of someone riding away with it into another century and leaving us here for the rest of our lives.
Dudley, do you recognize this bit of ground?
Why, yes, this is where we landed.
I thought so. I wasn't sure.
Why do you ask?
Can't you see? Look around. It's empty. What's happened to the machine? Dudley.
Where? Look. See the tracks where they've dragged it? Over here. Come along. Right here. By this monument, the end of the trail.
Those are brass doors in the base, and they're locked.
The machine, it must be in there inside. We must get it. Break down the door.
Well, how? How can we?
Here, we'll use the levers.
Oh, it's no good, Dudley. They're solid. We'll never break through.
Never? Never? Do you mean stay here for all our lives? Do you mean never go home again? They must open the machine, the time machine.
The time machine was gone. The brass doors of the monument held. Our retreat was cut off, a thin line by which we could make our way back home, back to our own time and our own people. But there seemed nothing we could do. We had no way of communicating with the little people, of asking what they had done with the machine and why and how to get it back. They merely stood around and watched our vain efforts. There was nothing hostile in their attitude. They were more like simple, wondering children. Only one, the young woman, Wiener, whose life we had saved on our first day, had become really friendly. She went with us wherever we walked and brought us presents of garlands of flowers, slept near us at night in the hall, and we in turn had taught her a few words of English. Now, we redoubled our efforts, like men racing against a clock, so that we might speak to and discover the secret of our immense loss.
No, not these, Dudley. No.
How can you be so sure that your people didn't steal the machine? Aren't there any thieves among them? Are they all perfect?
Not a lot, Dudley. We'll waken them. Besides, she doesn't understand.
But the thief must be sleeping somewhere in this hall. Wiener, they take machines.
No, Dudley. No.
Who then? Who? We are friends.
Yes. Yes. Friends.
We need, must have, machine.
Yes, Dudley. Yes.
Who took machine? Are there other people? Not yours.
Us.
What about those doors, Wiener? Doors. Open.
No. Oh, no.
Wiener, machine in there must open.
No. No, not open.
All right, my dear. Go to sleep. Get some rest.
Yes, Dudley. Sleep.
You too, fella. Try, anyway.
Yeah, I tried. It's no good.
What's to become of us, though? Are we caught here in this century? Do we spend our lives with the little people and their secret?
Try to sleep, Dudley. We'll go back to the monument tomorrow. We'll find a way of breaking in. Dudley.
Yes?
Did you just... There it is again. What? Something on my face, cold and silken to the touch. On my face and in my hair, cold as death.
Dudley! You're right, my boy. There's something in here with us.
I smell the grave. What was it?
I don't know. But look at them. The little people are all awake. It's as though they've been stampeded.
Let's get out of here. I want some fresh air. We went quickly through the hall, outside, away from the frantic rustling of the little people and into silence. The moon was full just overhead, and it was close to dawn. There was a faint sound speeding close behind us, and we turned, our nerves ragged and our muscles tense. But it was only Wiener coming swiftly to join us.
Wiener, come closer, my girl.
Dudley.
Tell us, what do your people fear? What makes them afraid?
Afraid? Darkness.
And hurry up.